Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the option.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians. 720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, going beyond the headlines
that
focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, PVC collection starts on Monday. So that's Monday, December 12th, and it runs until January 22nd next year. Like I said yesterday, it's a Sunday. That tells you that PVC collection is 7 days a week. So you can walk in there on a Saturday, walk in there on a Sunday from Monday, the December 12th, all the way to January 22nd next year. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Remember, no PVC, no vote. And if you don't vote, you're voting for whoever wins and becomes the governor of Lagos State, the president of Nigeria. Second hard fact of the day is the second Niger Bridge. The federal government will open it for 30 days, starting on December 15th. Babatunde Fashola wants the bridge open to ease traffic during the Christmas travel period. So that's great for those who are traveling to the east. Third hard fact of the day, the Senate is looking into CBN's new cash withdrawal restrictions. They want the bank to explain its thinking and address withdrawal restrictions. They also want them to address concerns about the impact on Nigerians. The sessions will hold on Friday and Monday, and then on Tuesday. The Senate will decide whether to support or oppose this policy after the session on Tuesday. I've got a fourth hard fact. There's a lot going on, right? The I Beg to Differ debate tournament of champions will come back on your air in March, right here on Hard Facts. It's been a long time coming. It was supposed to happen, you know, at the end of this year, but we just had the World Cup and we have elections coming. So we wanted it to have its own, like, right of place. And that's why in March it returns. And we're going to have all the previous champions from the previous editions return for a chance to win 2 million naira. It's brought to you by our headline sponsor, Paystack. I cannot thank Paystack enough for doing this with us yet again. Now, you've been helping me choose the 12th debater. I still need your nominations. I've extended the deadline. It was supposed to end on the 30th, but, you know, World Cup chased me away from the studio. So remember, the more you nominate for your candidates, the higher their chances of being the 12th person. I say 12th because we already have 11 that have been invited. The four champions are all coming back. Tamvita Kaushik, Ruth Korocha, Esther Bewaji, Fabian Chibundu, they're all coming back. Emmanuel Anadi, Deborah Pamzat, Hamidola Rwaju, Stephanie Ehi, all coming back. The judges extended merit-based invitations to Ramadan Oladipupo, Nicholas Musa Okoya. Lots of people are still voting for Nicholas Musa Okoya, but he's already in the tournament. And then Deborah Ajike. Deborah Ajike was also given an invitation by our judges. So just pick one more person that is not in this 11 to complete our 12 contestants. At 4 o'clock today, at 4 o'clock, I'm going to play you clips from previous contestants just to remind you of how they performed. I'm going to play you clips from November 2021, March this year, May this year and August this year. Hopefully we have enough time to play as many of those clips as possible. Lagos, you don't want to miss the Tournament of Champions. It's going to be a longer tournament. We're going to have a group stage. Every debater will debate at least twice, guaranteed. So that means that you could see the people that you want to see go head to head. By the way, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, give us a call on 01465-7175. Especially while you are out there trying to pick up your PVC. Make sure you call our newsroom with that story, 01465-7175. And thank you for tuning into Hard Facts today. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about INEC replying to Nubu's claim about beavers and electronic transmission. He talked about it during his Chatham House outing. Then let's talk about INEC replying claims that its workers were harvesting VINs. That's voter numbers. And then let's talk about the army denying Reuters' accusation that it forced thousands of abortions. At 4 o'clock, let's look back at some of the past debaters on I Beg to Differ. Remember, I need you to nominate your choice for 12th debater. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about the aftermath of the flood. First, we're going to talk about the impact of the flood on public health with a public health expert. Then we'll talk about the state of things in Bayelsa right now. Bayelsa specifically, because Bayelsa was one of the worst hit states. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I've mentioned that, haven't I? And these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Why did Tinubu cast doubts on beavers and electronic transmission? Can INEC improve the PVC collection process? Did the Army's reply to Reuters satisfy you? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. INEC says Tinubu is wrong about beavers and electronic transmission. And that's our first story. Here's what Tinubu said about our election tech at Chatham House. He said, quote, INEC is yet to assure us that during this election, that electronic transmission, the technology being used for accreditation and the total vote count is reliable, dependable, and assuring in our democratic process before we introduce a complicated element of ballot counting, end quote. So this is what INEC said to Tinubu in response. They said it through Rotimi Oyekomi, the chief press secretary to the chairman of INEC. He said, quote, the Independent National Electoral Commission has been talking about the bimodal voter accreditation system, its features, strengths and advantages since 2020 when it was introduced to replace our beloved smart card reader. At every quarterly meeting that the commission held with leaders of political parties since this BVAS was introduced, and I'm talking about more than five meetings, it has always been on the agenda and discussed. My presumption is that both the National Assembly and secretary of all the political parties that attend our meetings also brief their presidential candidates about the issues discussed. More importantly, we have conducted off-season governorship elections in Ekiti, Osun, and Anambra using the BVAS, and all of these elections have generally been described and accepted as free, fair, credible, and inclusive by all and sundry. The governors elected have quietly been enjoying their respective tenures. Don't forget, we also deployed it for the Federal Capital Territory Area Council election, and it was a huge success, end quote. So, those are not my words, by the way. INEC said that. So, INEC is like, look, we've been using BVAS for 2 years in multiple Guba elections, and it works just fine. And I'm sure you'll agree, Lagos, because you and I have covered those elections on Hard Facts. the feedback that I've gotten from you while covering those elections here on Hard Facts is that Beavers made those elections fairer. As for electronic transmission, we've seen it this year in Oshun. We've seen it in Ekiti. PDP won in Oshun, APC won Ekiti. Both sides were happy with the results. But now we have Tinubu suddenly saying Beavers and electronic transmission are not reliable. And if you remember, CNPP accused the APC of putting pressure on INEC to scrap Beavers. Does Tinubu's comment at Chatham House add some credibility to that accusation from CNPP, from CUPP, sorry, Coalition of Political Parties? Why is Tinubu saying that INEC has not proven that Beavers and e-transmission are reliable when we've all seen them to be reliable? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Let me remind you that we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. It's important that you watch our live stream, because for our second story, I'm going to show you a video that I need you to see. You've probably already seen it by yourself on social media anyway, but if you haven't seen it, today's a good day to watch our live stream. I'll show it to you during our second story. But for right now, let me talk to you. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Cassandra, this is Mirabel calling from Ikoto.
Welcome, Mirabel.
Okay, as for Tinubu, I think why he's not supportive of that Beavers is because, you know, there's enough people. You know, formerly before, they were just saying all these are tough, they want to snap ballot boxes. But this online stuff is not going to be for them. You know, earlier this year, it came out, I was like, there's nothing like permanent voter's card. Your voter's card expires, it's temporary. People are now asking, man, what's the meaning of that?
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, he did make that comment about the expiry of PVCs, and then his team came out to clarify that he was misquoted. Emmanuel is on the line. Hi, Emmanuel.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
We've missed you. We will not ask you questions. You say I'm not aware. back to the story. For the Jagaban, mm-hmm. I'm surprised they are trying to help the CUPP, you know, in telling us that the CUPP, you're right, when they raised those allegations, because it started from the chairman of the party, mm-hmm. Adamu.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think one of their senators, then the Jagaban is also collaborating what they said.
Mm-hmm.
It means the CUPP, they're right. About INEC,
mm-hmm.
I think they should find a way of taking the vein of the voters' card that are still with them now.
Mm.
When you factor in the arson that is being committed by some of Nigerians, you know, burning of PVC, so that the records will be there in case of any INEC office that the PVC are burnt, get burnt, they will be able to get the record to print back the PVC for for collection of those who have them, so that they will be able to vote.
Hmm.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. We have another Emmanuel on the line, and that Emmanuel is gone, but thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you on the show.
You
welcome.
Know, when they call meeting, they will not attend meeting. Now they are telling us that they have done enough explanation about Viva. This is what they will get.
Right.
That man complained. How come if only the APC guys will be complaining about INEC stuff? How come only APC? Are they the only one taking part in this election? And for INEC, election that you have answered, people should go and get their division now. Not when this end, they will start complaining again.
Mm. Oh, Chris, you're...
Oh,
okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, your internet is so bad. Oh, call us back if you can. We've got Matomi on the line. Hi, Matomi.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, my name is Matomi.
Oh, Matomi, welcome.
Yes. Yeah, so the issue of Tinubu asking INEC not to use the media, I don't understand the desperation. And to my greatest surprise, I'm not even surprised for Tinubu vying for this position.
Okay.
But the people we saw, we are seeing as intellectuals.
Mm.
The people that we are seeing as people that you know that are supporting this man.
Right.
So I don't know why the desperation. We are talking about Lagos. Lagos, we have seen what Tinubu has done so far in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
In time of the Agbero, in time of the road construction, everywhere. You can live. Lagos is the worst city to live in now. So I don't know why the hype about this Tinubu. I don't know what the man is coming for. I was watching the Tinubu interview in Chatham House. I was just crying in my mind that these people just went there and disgraced Nigeria. A lady asked a question during that interview. He asked Tinubu, please, we want to hear from you. It's not all these people that you brought to come and answer questions for you that you don't understand. Is it possible that somebody will be going for interview and you will carry your brother to go and answer questions for you? Please, I don't understand.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Sandra, please allow me to talk. I don't know why you always cut me off. Hello?
Mike. I don't even know who you are. What's your name?
You always cut me off. I don't like it.
I don't cut you off. Oh, it's network, my sister.
I wanted to talk. It cut me off.
Ah, sorry. Go ahead and talk.
So what I want to say is I want to react on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
During the primary election, he's not the most competent person, but many people stepped down for him. So we should ask ourselves, why did people step down for him? They have a motive. They know what they are doing. They know why they stepped down for him. You know, before now, there's an agitation in Southeast about Biafra, and there's an agitation in Yoruba Land about Yoruba Nation. So now, these two people, if they come together, they will get their way. But the Northerners, they still want to retain that power. That is why they allow this man to come, so that there will be a problem between Igbo and Yoruba. Don't they jam their heads, they will not get power back.
I don't think that that's what's happening here, and I am cutting you off now deliberately, because what you're saying is very speculative, and my regulator could hear that and be like, oh, that inflammatory statement, and why are you allowing it to be on air? Because, you know, it's your personal opinion, it's highly speculative, it's not very steeped in facts, so I cannot allow it to be on the air. 99.3, hello. Good to have you on the show.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank God. Like I said, you've been announcing about collection of PVC, right?
Right.
So I want to plead with Nigerians, please, they should go and get it. I don't want after the expiring date, they will start calling, oh, they didn't give us enough time. Then like the man who is complaining about Beaver, they call meeting, you don't attend. What is the other one you organize at LBB, LCC? You didn't attend. Today now you are complaining. Then for INEC, I'm still pleading with them. So as far as President Buhari is with them, they should carry on. They should not let one of these people, like the chairman of the party, he has been complaining too. They should not allow this to weigh them down. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us. Okay, 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Olumuyiwa
Olifomanjan. Go ahead.
Well, I remember the second term of Jonathan, and the network was malfunctioning in this area then. I think what Tinubu was trying to say is simple, that any system that may not allow free and fair election, maybe they should be discouraged.
Okay.
And I really want to say this as a Yoruba man and as a radio presenter. Let it not be as if those that are calling are attacking Tinubu on this radio. People are listening. Let them go straight to the point, not to the extent of attacking someone. It may not be nice. And in conclusion, please, when will you give us something to discuss about this Naira and the policy? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, if you listened yesterday, we discussed it yesterday, and we're going to discuss it again next week at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
This is Ayene Baba.
Welcome, Ayene Baba.
People should not be surprised of Tinubu Jakaban complaining.
Okay.
You understand me?
Okay.
Mr. Tinubu has not come in term with what is going on in this country. And those people that surround him, they are not telling him, they are not telling this man the truth.
Okay.
The era of rigging is gone in this country. The era of sniping of ballot buses is gone in this country. There's no room for that. Somebody that came on TV that said PVC has expired, what do you expect him to say? He always gaffed. Okay. He always gaffed. I'm not surprised. Saying that Bibas, the INEC has not come out. What did he expect INEC to come out with again? Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
What did he expect INEC to come out again, to come and tell Nigeria? On Bibas, we believe.
Mm-hmm.
On PVC, we believe.
Okay.
INEC should not change his stance on Bibas and the PVC.
Okay. Sorry about that, but thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. We have to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll take more of your thoughts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And yes, after the break, you can still talk about our first story. Our first story is INEC responding to Tinubu telling him he's wrong about beavers and electronic transmission, because Tinubu said that INEC is yet to assure us that during this election, electronic transmission, the technology being used for accreditation, total vote count is reliable, dependable, and will assure that our democratic process will not be complicated. And INEC said to him, well, where were you when we have sat down at several meetings trying to show all the stakeholders how this works? This has worked in Ekiti, worked in Anambra, worked in Osun, worked in the Federal Capital Territory. It's been around since 2020. We don't understand why he would say this. He's wrong. After the break, let's talk about those videos online of INEC staff recording PVCs. I'll tell you what those videos really are after this break. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Let's talk.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and in our second story, INEC is also responding to a viral video online. I'm showing you that video at the moment. It's on our live stream, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. So they're responding to this video that seems to show INEC staff with bundles and bundles of PVCs. They seem to be entering information into their phones from the cards. If you're watching the video, you're seeing what I'm talking about. Now, INEC says that there's a reasonable explanation. Festus Okoye says it's part of the PVC collection process. Now, remember that you can go on the INEC portal to find out if your PVC is ready for collection, right? But for you to do that, INEC has to first send your card's information to the portal. And according to Okoye, for new PVCs, this process is automatic. So for people that registered for their PVC this year, people that did CVR this year, so your own card is automatically uploaded to their collection portal. But for older uncollected PVCs, INEC staff are entering the data manually. And according to Okoye, that's what you're seeing in that video. The video I'm showing you on our live stream at the moment. It's going to keep showing throughout this particular story so that you can see it for yourself and remember what INEC's explanation for it is. INEC says, thank you for your vigilance, but what you saw in that video is just their normal work. Their staff are not stealing people's VINs to give to politicians or anything like that. That's what INEC says. What are your thoughts? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call us on that number. Women, call us on 01465-7190. We've got lots of messages on WhatsApp and I'll take them in a bit. We also have calls coming in from Skype. If you are abroad and you want to join the conversation, join the conversation over Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. You give us a call, we'll transfer you live to the studio. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
My name is Charles Iloka.
Your name is?
Charles,
Charles, you're calling our number for women, okay? So you're going to have to give us a call back on the right number. 99.3, hello. 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 Are you there? All right, you're not there. 99.3.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
ma. Hey, comrade.
Comrade, welcome.
The Paragamma.
That's
why he is very afraid because they want to use Beaver and the Electronic Commission to curb the corruption and my parties are leaking in the voter system. So he should focus on talking to Nigerians and going to the streets. Secondly, I thank Anek and I trust them. If they have investigated that their workers are trying to copy people's code number, it is up to them to do it very, very well. Concerning central bank and giving me 20,000 every week. But they remember to be a businessman. What they want to do is not going to cop what they want internet to do. It's not going to cop it. Let them industrialize Nigeria and give us money. Not this one they want to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We've got Isaac on the line. Hi, Isaac. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Ayekeja.
Go ahead.
So I stand with INEC. They tell us before that no going back on Beavers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beavers.
Yes.
No
mm-hmm.
going back.
Mm-hmm.
No going back is no going back. Right. Whatever Tinubu is saying, nothing concern me. Nothing concern Nigeria.
Mm.
Nothing concern INEC.
Mm.
No going back.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And on the other interview, he took his family or whatever, even his friends, to go and answer questions for him.
Well, we're not talking about that today. We talked about it yesterday. We're not talking about it today. But thank you very much for calling. Because if I give you a chance to talk about it, everybody who calls will want to talk about it as well. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm Helen calling from Shangotedo.
Welcome, Helen.
Yeah, I would like to, you know, say some comments on the copying of VIN.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only way, I cannot be so sure, but for me, the only way is to add an extra layer, an additional layer of control.
Right.
By ensuring that on voting day, there is there's the fingerprinting.
Right.
For some of us who registered online, if your fingerprint and have done biometrics,
right.
If you could give, you know, a VIN number that is not yours,
mm-hmm.
your fingerprint will throw it out because it wouldn't match.
Mm.
So that's just my thought.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Helen, for calling to share your thoughts. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take them very quickly before they riot. Emeka Zwaga is in the U.S. Emeka says, Tinubu's fear is that the election might not go in his favor. All right. This message here says, Sandra, you're always talking about Tinubu. Can't you talk about any other thing? Why is Tinubu your content? My dear Babatunde Moshood, do you realize that if Tinubu wins and becomes president, I'm going to talk about him a lot? So if it's paining you right now that I'm talking about Tinubu a lot, and he has not even become president. If he becomes president, he's going to be president for 4 years. If he runs again, he'll be president for 8 years if he wins. That means I will talk about Tinubu every single day. Are you really ready for that high blood pressure? This message here says, Sandra, free and fair, APC has no path to victory. The only way that they can win is by cheating. That explains their apprehension with Beavers and e-transmission. But they won election in Ekiti State, so they have proven that they can win, in free and fair situations. So Maga also says, I'm not surprised about Tinubu's utterance. It's an APC thing. When INEC first introduced e-transmission to the National Assembly, the entire APC lawmakers voted against it. APC chieftain Senator Aline Dume even went ahead to say e-transmission was a ploy by PDP to rig the elections. How ridiculous. Okay. This message says, everybody's entitled to their choices in life. One's hatred for Tinubu cannot stop some of us APC members from voting for Tinubu. No matter what anybody says on the radio or any other media platform, people like myself will still vote for Tinubu again and again. Timothy from Ikorodu, thank you for your message. He has a message here that says, the truth is the presence of Beavers threatens the so-called structure that both PDP and APC are always boasting about. All thanks to Buhari for his efforts to get it right in this coming election. Okay. Here's a message from Babatunde Fasoyan. Babatunde says, is there network service in every nook and cranny of Nigeria? Is the rural area covered with the network services? We should not limit our concerns to only cities and capitals. INEC needs to assure not only Tinubu but all citizens on their readiness to deploy that technology. It would be a tragedy if on the day of election the network wouldn't allow vast electorates to not vote. Well, Babatunde, you're in luck, because INEC has already done that several times. You and I even talked about it right here on the show. Remember, Batunde? I can even search our WhatsApp now and I'll see your comments when we talked about it here on the show. You know, INEC said that all they need is 2G. 2G is even, like, 2G is really low. If you use internet, you know that 2G is really low. And they say all they need is 2G. And in most communities where elections will happen in Nigeria, they at least shall have 2G. INEC and NCC, as in Isa Pantami, INEC and NCC sat together and they went around the country to look at network stability before they said, this matter we won't work, we get the energy, we fit work around. So not to worry. They've got you covered. Have some faith. Oh my gosh. Here's a message from Ade in Surulere. Ade laughs. I'm serious. He typed ah, ha, ha, ha. So me, I'm reading what he typed. That's why I'm laughing. Ade says, Tinubu is very desperate and scared that it won't be business as usual for him and his gang. There will be no more manipulation of votes. There will be no more electoral malpractices. He's seriously afraid of the shocking defeat coming in 2023. Whatever has a beginning must surely have an end someday. That day is definitely coming in 2023. These excuses are feeble and weak. Otoge, otoge, enough is enough. Let INEC be independent enough to do their job properly and professionally. Ade from Surulere with that message there. Okay, let's come back to the phone lines and take your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Jeffrey from Lekki.
Jeffrey from Lekki, welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a serious concern.
Okay.
I don't think Tinubu is out of line asking this question if INEC is really, really, really independent. Mm. You know? Because this is a new system to us, so mm-hmm. I think he's in line. Okay. I think it makes sense that he asks these questions because this is a new technology to us.
Mm.
Don't you think
there might be other ways of rigging this election.
Well, we've used it in Ekiti, we've used it in Anambra, we've used it in Oshun. If you heard what I said earlier, INEC themselves have sat down with Tinubu's team and shown them how it works over and over and over, you know? Even when we were debating electronic transmission, NAS wanted to scrap it. We had a conversation here now, Jeffrey, on the show. Don't you remember? We talked about it.
Uh-huh. I'm really, really skeptical
about the technology.
You see INEC. They are Nigeria's greatest undoing when it comes to collation and assembling of results.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think we should because you saw what happened now on the video where they are collecting the data and collecting. Do you really, really, really believe their explanations that they are going to upload one thing to one thing? Because this is Nigeria.
Okay.
We don't want a sloppy election, a flimsy explanation that will make Nigerians now think that, the beavers are the way to go.
Okay. And so let me ask you this. In your opinion, do you think INEC will work against the ruling party?
I really, really doubt that. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay. Hold on.
Let me just ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
The INEC chairman, who appointed the INEC chairman? Who nominated the INEC chairman?
The current president.
The current president, right?
Yes.
Is the current president a member of the opposition or is a member of APC?
I should be asking you that question.
That is, do Nigeria knows that?
Okay, so again, I'm asking you, in your opinion, do you think INEC will work against the ruling party?
No, I don't think so.
So why are you worried about electronic transmission and BIVAs? Thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me bring you our third story. For our third story, the Nigerian Army says it didn't run a secret mass abortion program in the Northeast. Reuters published a report yesterday that claims the army forced women who were raped by Boko Haram fighters to abort pregnancies. Reuters alleges that the program ran from at least 2013 and that the army allegedly performed at least 10,000 abortions, mostly without the consent of the women. Reuters claims to have spoken to 5 hospital workers, 33 victims, 9 security personnel, including soldiers. But the army says it's all a lie. In a statement, the army said, quote, "Let us analyze the period from July 2021 to November 2022. A total of 82,064 Boko Haram fighters and family members have surrendered to Operation Hadinkai troops. Out of this number, 16,553 were active male fighters, 24,446 were women, and 41,065 were children. The Borno state government is camping and accommodating them family by family as per households, without having to separate the children from their parents. In the same camp are thousands of pregnant women and nursing mothers. A total of 262 babies were born within 4 months, 94 in July, 98 in August, 60 in September, and 11 in October 2022. This figure comprises 150 females and 112 male children. The children were neither aborted nor yanked from their mothers. Wickedness really runs in the veins of some people, and it surely runs in the veins of the Reuters team that concocted such evil for interrogation," end quote. Now, leaving aside the that I said, Nigeria Army write down for their statement too. But leaving aside the very dramatic the army is making a compelling argument. They're saying that if they did not kill the babies that were born in the camps, or they did not terminate those in camp pregnancies, it doesn't make sense to believe that they were running a program to terminate other pregnancies. But Reuters is sticking to their story, and they're claiming to have spoken to victims and witnesses. So my question for you, Lagos, is do you believe that these allegations from Reuters should be investigated? Who do you think should investigate it if you think it should be investigated? 0703-993-993-993-01465-7190. Let's see who we have on the line. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Esther, calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Esther, from Ikorodu.
Yes, the first question I want to ask is, if we go to INEC office to collect CVs, can we collect it before that 12th?
Well, they've said 12th, so I advise that you go on the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, number two is this. Concerning the last topic, that Reuters,
yes.
And they want to investigate concerning certain matters about abortions, mass abortions. I think it should be investigated.
By who?
By the authorities. Because this is an allegation. It's an allegation. So any allegation should be investigated. Why do I say so? The heart of man is desperately wicked.
Okay.
Only God knows it.
Okay.
So once there's an allegation, it must be investigated because these people are human beings.
Okay.
And the heart of man is desperately wicked. Okay. Only God knows it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've got Anonymous on the line. Anonymous, hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've seen an APC member here in Badagi sharing form for people to fill all the details in their PVC card.
Okay.
Even the chairman of my community also brought some for people to fill their PVC, all the details in their PVC card, promising to pay each of the people who fill their form $10,000 after the election.
Okay.
But I told them that it is not good. I refuse to collect the form.
The form, okay. Can you get your hand on the form and snap a picture and send to our WhatsApp for me?
Yeah, that was the mistake. I mean, but I will find out if I can get the form for them, because okay. I regretted the day they gave me the form as I couldn't snap it.
Okay.
But I'll find out if I snap it, I can send it through WhatsApp.
Yeah, send it to WhatsApp. Send us the name of the chairman that was sharing it as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Hi, Sandra. My name is Shade.
Hi, Shade. Welcome.
My name is Angela Inari. I feel like I'm a one-man champion.
Angela Inari. Okay, we've heard.
Sadly, the story, you know what? They said there's no smoke without fire.
Right.
I mean, it's the other way around. There's no fire without smoke. So there's no smoke without fire. Whichever one is
Yeah.
I believe there's a little bit of there's truth in the story Reuters put out, right? And ideally, it should be investigated. Now, you ask by who? Technically, it should be the police. But you know, the army, they behave like they have no respect for the police.
Right.
So, and then, you know, the army has its it has its own investigative arm.
Right.
But they might be compromised.
Right.
Right? Well, I mean, somebody has to investigate. At least they should be. For their own sake, don't they want to know? I mean, we're not going to believe their story.
Right.
Don't you read the end of it? They should let it be an open thing. Investigate it. If you really think it's not true, let us know that it's not true. I mean, that to me, I would think that would be the best thing to do. I mean, if they don't want the police to do it, they should have their investigative arm do it. That's what I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Shade, thank you very much. Let's go to WhatsApp now. I still have that gentleman that says, what am I talking about, Tinubu? Complaining on Twitter that I'm talking about Tinubu. My guy, drink water. Hey, except you don't want Tinubu to win. If he wins, hey, every day we say, oh, Tinubu did this law, Tinubu did that law, Tinubu did this, he did that, he did this, he did that. What will you do then? Huh? Oh my gosh, let's take a look at this message on WhatsApp here. Sandra, if INEC has said the video was part of the operation, so since it was not a politician that explained that to us, but INEC, let's take it to be factual. All right, David, thank you very much for your message. This message says, Tinubu knows that the era of rigging has gone, so he's afraid of losing. Okay. This message here says, Sandra, please, what data are they collecting again? Was this information not collected on registration? Well, they are, like I explained it earlier on. Hopefully I have time to explain it again. Let's take a break.